B-Pod Studios.
Mock Made, an improvised comedy podcast of how things are made.
So we found out that one man is responsible for two inventions, an unlikely man who you would never would ever imagine would be inventing anything ever, except comedy. That is the comedian himself, Carlos Mencia. Carlos, thanks for talking with us today.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem.
We hear that you invented underwear.
Yes.
And tacos.
Yes.
Two inventions that are, I think, a staple for mankind.
Yeah, they're both. But let's be honest. You got to put them together because after you have tacos, you better put on some underwear.
Tell me how the process was invented. Taco first?
Well, first of all, the taco was not invented for food. Latino men, as you know, are very well known for being romantic lovers. My mom made me a taco to learn how to eat tacos, if you know what I'm saying. It had nothing to do with the nutritional value of the taco in and of itself.
It was an education moment.
Yeah, my father had to teach me that you have to actually bite into a taco inevitably, because the way my mother taught me, we pretty much just licked the tortilla for hours, but that then ended up looking really weird when we were in public in and of itself.
Sure.
And so, you know, but the invention of the taco, for everybody that knows, is so that young boys learn how to please their women. That's why we got Taco Tuesdays, even in America.
Really?
We have to, yeah, we have to, you know, figure out how to do this. So that's how the taco was invented.
Interesting. So it's the same thing like with a banana and a condom. It's just an educational tool.
I'm sorry, you're saying it like there's other use for that. I don't understand.
Okay.
Well, because I'm looking at your face like you're looking at me as if there's some other thing that you're supposed to say. Everybody knows that. Yes.
Yes. Then tell me how.
You don't peel the banana, though. You use the banana with the peel to show how to do the condom.
And, interesting.
Exactly. And the trick is to not use your hands when you apply it. That's the whole point of the banana.
When you learned, did you use your hands or no hands?
No, I use no hands, bro. Okay. I'm ambidextrous or whatever you call that when you go both ways. That's me. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
So tell us about how
I can eat a banana and a taco.
Good.
At the same time, by the way. So I don't know if you've ever seen anything like that. It's I'm telling you, it is impressive.
Right.
Now you know why I have to wear underwear.
So tell us about
that
process.
It's to literally keep it in my pants. It's literally to keep it. It has nothing to do with anything else. It's literally that I'm walking around eating tacos and bananas all day. I got to put a lock on him. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you've probably made a fortune from tacos and underwear.
Well, you know, this is the sad part. I didn't patent the idea, so tacos became for everybody.
Yeah.
And now people have no idea what the taco is. Now they're putting things in tacos, all kinds of different meat, and they don't understand. It's the original taco was a fish taco.
Really?
That was the original.
That was the original.
It's into, yes, specifically shrimp. And not the nice shrimp, the you know, the kind of the little ones that have, you know, the ones that have a more pungent flavor and odor to them. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Those are the ones that you originally did it for. Like I said, going back to my original, to get a kid ready. At first, you're like, oh my God, is that seafood in a tortilla? That doesn't sound right. Pero no, mijo, listen, learn. And then, I mean, listen, call any woman I've ever been with or my wife and she'll tell you. Let me put it to you this way. I have two sons. My wife is a white woman from Oregon, and she makes them eat tacos at least four times. And
good.
One of them's only 10. I think that's abusive. Personally, I think it's wrong.
Okay.
But, you know, when I saw him eat one the other day, I was like, way to go, Amy. Good job. Good job.
All right.
Amazing. Carlos Mencia on the Mock Made podcast. It wasn't just the taco he invented. Upon further research, as he mentioned, also underwear. Take us through the process. Are we talking about boxer briefs? Are we talking about regular skinny tighty whities?
Listen, man, the original underwear that I created were they didn't have a little opening or anything like that.
Yes.
It was intended to keep everything inside. And then somebody, of course, put like a little seam in it. So now it's become something different.
So you don't use the seam when you go to the restroom?
I don't need it for that. I need it to keep things in. That's why.
Gotcha. Why white? That seems like it wouldn't be the best idea for underwear type color.
Well, first of all, I don't know who made them out of cotton in the first place. Mm. They were supposed to be made out of like aluminum.
Ah.
Yeah, like foil paper. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I told you to keep it in.
That'd
to keep everything in. So the underwear were originally made out of like a metallic substance to keep everything in, so that at the end of the day when you come home and you remove them, the juices of you are everywhere.
So, Carlos, were the underwear originally supposed to be thrown away? Were one use, more like a diaper, or?
No. You use them for one day. You let the juices percolate. You use that to scent up the house, and then you wash it away. Because then the next day, it smells bad. The next day, it's rotten. It's stinky. It's like, what was that? Who worked out yesterday? Why does it smell like wet dog?
Tells a whole story.
Exactly.
Well,
but,
the thing with aluminum, you can't spray it off.
Mm. Exactly. It's easy to clean. Yeah. So you buy two underwears for the rest of your life.
And now they have cotton, which absorbs, and that's no good.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. Now you got guys like Tommy John reinventing it. What is he doing with all this? He is ruining my invention.
Carlos
Mencia.
None
of this is good, man.
Comedian, inventor, trailblazer. We thank you for your time here on Mock Me.
I only wish I'd met that boxer. What's his name? The invent help guy.
Because he could help you patent it, right? He could have done.
Yeah, George Foreman.
Yes, he does the Foreman grill.
Yeah, the Foreman grill. Mm-hmm. Had I seen that commercial, get invent help, I probably would have made a lot of money.
Would you have like called it the Carlos Taco, or would you call it like the Mencia underwear?
No, just underwear, just tacos. Okay. I just should have patented it.
Missing out on those royalties, yeah.
But more than that, I don't care about the money. I just care about the fact that now we're raising the generations that don't know how to eat tacos.
What an amazing story. We thank you for your time here on Mock Made.
You're welcome.
How can people follow you on your social media if they would like to contact you about more information about inventions?
Yeah, just go to carlosmencia.com. That's CARLOSMENCIA or, at Carlos Mencia or /Carlos Mencia and all the handles. I'm coming up with a lot of new stuff. I'm coming up with a better invention than the banana for women. I can't put it out there yet, but I read somewhere the average, male looks like this. So I'm getting a fruit / vegetable that is befitting of that, so that it, you know what I mean?
So in other words, so it would be a nutritional practice.
Yeah, it's not just that, but like, every time a woman eats a banana, somewhere in the world, the guy is going to disappoint her. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see.
So I'm,
yes.
Well,
I'm
women everywhere.
With appropriate fruit / vegetables so that women, when they get to that place, they're like, oh, actual size.
Gotcha.
Well, we appreciate it.
Lower standards, Loren, is what it comes down to.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carlos, for your time. We appreciate
it. You're welcome. You're welcome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.